Wright, located at 4610 Clover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
WIRI Nakusa.
Little flashback to the Blues Brothers there. It kind of brings back a little bit of a conversation we had. We brought you the game on Monday. That was the baseball game between Nakusa and Pittsville. That Pittsville kind of ran away with it late. I believe it was a 12-2 game in five innings. And about movies and their sequels and even their threequels, if you want to call it that. And it's first pitch for Vollert. Swinging strike. So it's first strike there on Blomberg for the Eagles, 0-1 count. So Vollert works a little bit quicker than the Auburndale pitcher, but not by much. His pitch fall back into the screens, almost gets over it. And Hien throws Nelson back to Vollert. So it's an 0-2 count here quickly on Blomberg. His third pitch coming. Swing, and it's popped up along the first base side. Out of play, so she lives to see another pitch as here at Robinson Park. Yeah, it took many years, but the Blues Brothers, they got their sequel there as the legendary John Goodman portrayed, I think, Joliet Jake's brother in that as Dan Aykroyd was there. Another pitch swung foul into the fence, first base side, as Blomberg is hanging tough in there. And it's a 0-2 count. A couple fouls into the screen, so nothing advancing yet. With Vollert rocking. Here's a pitch. And it's a foul. Another foul pitch, or foul ball there, I should say. Is this starting to extend the at-bat a little bit, which is probably what Auburndale wants to do. Kind of get that pitch count up, which the pitching motion softball-wise is a little bit nicer on the arm, but you get that pitch count up, especially in a doubleheader. Well, we'll see. That might be boding well in maybe both games. We'll see what Auburndale can do here, as it's an 0-2 count here to Blomberg. Pitch, and there she got her that time as Vollert gets her second strikeout of the game. And that's first out of the inning in a scoreless game here at the top of the second. But it got me to thinking a little bit. There's more sequels there and a lot of movies that are actually okay and some that aren't. We talked a little bit about Major Leagues and Smokey the Bandit. Is grounder there to short to Schooley, and she throws to first. Not in time as Anderson, she legs it out. She just beat the throw. I don't believe it was an error. We'll see what the official scorer does rule, but I don't believe it was. So we'll just give that a moment to be announced here. But by my estimation, I believe that was a hit. But Katzenberger up now for the Eagles. As I'm just keeping an eye on how this goes. As there's a grounder to short, flip to second. In time, they get the first. The lead runner throws not in time to first, but they get one in a fielder's choice. Katzenberger reaches on a fielder's choice. 6-4 they put out if you're scoring at home for Anderson. And we're already up to two outs here quick. As they're actually coming back and calling that an error. She did bob a little bit, and so I do understand that. So she reached on E6, but didn't come back and impact him too much as she was still able to get the out and no runs scored. to this point. First pitch, low and outside, a ball there for Vollert with Lau at the plate. Coming through here at 1-0 count, second pitch in. That one's called strike. It just swept across the plate. Thought it was going to be called a ball. I thought it was a little low and inside, but no, Blue felt otherwise, so to call evens count at 1-1 with two outs here, runner on first. Vollert looking in to Nelson. Nelson gives a sign. Rock pitch. Swing and a miss. Is it quickly? The Royals are up 1-2 in the count. Two outs here, so this payoff pitch. Get out of the first half of the inning. See what can happen here as the sun gets back out from behind the clouds and illuminates the field. Pitch. High is the call as moves the count to 2-2 with two outs, runner on first. Pitch in, and that the bottom just drops out of that, and that's a swing and a miss. So there's another strikeout there for Vollert. That's her third, and that is the end of the top of the second. Still scoreless here between Auburndale and Assumption. Take a quick break. Keep listening on 105.5 WIRI.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
And Seth Happiger back at the studio. He is really bringing the good music today on this Friday afternoon here before we get back to the action here at Robinson Park. Scoreless game between Auburndale and Assumption softball as first pitch to Macy Vollert was a ball there. So she's up in the count 1-0. And the second pitch coming, and that one's lined back up towards the outfield. And that is the first hit of the game there for the Royals as Vollert hits it just past the second baseman. So the Royals in business here in the bottom of the second. Vollert reaches on a single. As that is, as I said, the first hit of the game for the Royals. Up next, Lydia Smits, the lone senior on the team. You could say if the Royals were the Rangers, she could be the Lone Ranger. I'll keep those jokes to myself here for a little bit. Yeah, it's got two games to get through before I annoy enough people with them. So first pitch, that's called a strike. So Smith steps out of the box, looks back at Coach Nelson along the third base side. Steps back in with Vollert taking a look in to see if she has an opportunity to steal here. As there's a bunt, big high pop-up out of play. Bump along the third base side. So it's quickly an 0-2 count for the pitcher for Auburndale. That is Griesbach. Blomberg catching. O-2 count coming here to Smits. Bottom of the second, no score. Pitch. That is a called strike, and down goes Smits for the first out of the second inning. Next up, freshman Lexi Stofflett. She's coming in here. She's playing right field for the Royals. As Griesbach comes to wind up, pitch, and that's a low, so that's going to be a ball coming into Stofflet. Stofflet had a very good year for the Royals, as she was a wrestler at the Nakusa Port Edwards Assumption wrestling team on the girls program there. A very good year for her. She came in and took the 230-pound class. I believe that was 230, as she comes in, and she gets called for a strike on that one. Sits a one out, 1-1 count here with Vollert still sitting at first base. Pitch this time is a bit high, so now the count goes to 2-1. As Griesbach looks at her wrist pad and pitches, and that's low and outside. So quickly a 3-1 count coming here to Stofflet. Royals, they got a chance here to put two on, no, with one out here with Maddie Moss standing in the warm-up circle. She'll be back for her first appearance here. Depends on what this pitch happens, and that's a called strike. So the count goes full with one out here in a scoreless game between Auburndale and Assumption. Looking in is Griesbach. And that pitch is inside, so ball four. Stofflet gets the free pass here as Vollert moves to second, moves her into scoring position. So that's a good situation there for the Royals as they look to break the scoreless tie. And we'll see what can happen here as Maddie Moss comes up with Jess Norton standing in the on-deck circle. So as I said, we've got Macy Vollert there on second and Lexi Stofflet on first. Pitch right down the middle, and that's a swinging strike there for Moss. So she goes down with count 0-1 quickly. As the wind picks up just a little bit, switching a little bit. They were saying it was going to be a northwest wind, and now it's changing more of a southwest, which usually means warm air, so that's, I'm fine with that. Pitch, wind up, miss with a bunt, so that's, she offered, so that's going to be a strike. So she's down 0-2, and that takes the bunt out of the equation here for the Royals, so she's going to have to keep a good eye on where that pitch is coming from to lay off her. Where she's going to have to swing and hopefully get it out of the infield and give Vollert a chance to score. As pitch comes in and she swings over it. You know, that's another strikeout. That is the fifth of the game so far for Griesbach. As the Royals have two on with two out, in steps the flex player, the designated player, I should say, Jess Norton. Another freshman for the Royals. That pitch comes in. That's inside. She holds up on her swing, so that's a ball there. A 1-0 count for the Royals. Again, freshman is Norton. As Griesbach looks in. Like I said, a slower delivery. As another inside pitch, 2-0. As Norton can get on there and load the bases, Delaney Hahn comes up in the nine spot, so that'll be a big at bat for a bunch of big at bats there for a bunch of freshmen that the Royals have coming up into this year. 2-0 count delivery, and that is a called strike right down the middle of the plate. Good pitch there by Griesbach. One count. Again, two out, two on. No score here between Assumption and Auburndale. And there's a grounder hit to second. Throw over to first in time. So you got your 4-3 put out there for Norton for the third out in that inning. And there was no runs on one hit. No errors and two left. So we're still complete two. And we're still scoreless between Auburndale and Assumption. Softball. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Keep the good songs coming, Seth. Doing a great job as we start the third inning here at Robinson Park. Scoreless game between Assumption and Auburndale. Thanks for joining us tonight. Again, my name's Mike Homer. I'll be bringing the rest of the game here tonight for this one. Then a little bit of a break and then start game two for the nightcap as we start our weekend outright with some good old softball. As Macy Voller quickly gets to work and she's already in a 0-1 count starting with a strike. She's working a little quicker as she's gotten into the flow of the game. Both pitchers really controlling the opposing offenses as that pitch was high and inside. 1-1 count. I was thinking more and more about those sequels of the movies, and I was thinking to myself, how could I forget some of my favorite movies? Jaws is a high pop out to center. Lydia Smits with a diving catch. Wonderful play there by the senior as she gets the first out of the inning. As she laid out for that one as it hit up into the wind and just died out. So she really had to sprint out there into towards the infield. She was the only one with a play at it, and she definitely made it. So that turns the first out of the inning. And that also turns over the order for Auburndale with Krings coming back up. Last at bat in the first inning, she struck out, so she's 0 for 1 on the day. But yeah, some of my favorite movies, the Jaws movies. You got the first one, Roy Scheider and Richard Dreyfuss and Robert Shaw, and then the second one, Roy Scheider comes back. That was okay, you know, and the shark takes down the helicopter. That was pretty cool. But then after that, they kind of fizzled out a little bit. That Jaws 3 was actually Jaws 3D, and at SeaWorld wasn't very good. Vollert, she quickly attacks here as she gets back, really going into things against Krings as she's in a 2-1 count. Then the fourth one where they takes place down in Jamaica. There's a big hit, and that was hit almost to Jamaica as it was a fair ball. Rattles in the corner. Jordan Jaglinski gets it, throws it back in to Schooley, and there is a double there for Krings. So she gets the Eagles set up there to start things off with Griesbach coming up to hit. But yeah, as I was saying, that was not a very good one. There's the concept of a great white shark, and Jamaica isn't very common, but it happens once in a while. So obviously it did in the movie. But yeah, there's some good movies out there that are sequels, and there's some pretty bad ones carrying on from the conversation on Monday, but his first pitch, high, is Griesbach. She is up in the count, 1-0, one out. With a runner on second for the Eagles, top third inning, no score. So that big double sent there by Krings. You got the Royals in a bit of a bind as big fly ball to again to left, and that's over the head of Jaglinski, and she throws in towards home, hits the cutoff to Schooley. The wind took that on the way in, and that rattles back towards the backstop. So that'll be another double, an RBI double there for Griesbach, helping her cause in the pitcher's circle. So she springs in Krings, and it is a 1-0 advantage for Auburndale. As Braylee Grimm steps to the plate. She reached base the first inning on a fielder's choice. So she's looking to continue making contact with that ball. Pitch, and she does. She goes opposite way. In comes Lexi Stofflet. She catches it, throws it in, gets it into the infield, but to no avail as Griesbach, she is able to come through and score on that RBI sack fly, F9, for the second out, but another run scores. As the coach, Charlie Nelson, he comes walking on out into have a little bit of a chat there on the infield, probably just to calm down the young ladies and say, hey, it's early. Not a big deal. We can come back in this. We've done it before. We can do it again. As he quickly walks back out and quickly do another thing, that would be, hey, Econ Electric. They've been offering residential and commercial contracting services since about 1970. It's been quite some time. So if you need any electrical needs, give our friends over at Econ Electric the call, and they'll be happy to work with you. As there's a first pitch there to Stanton, and she just laces that wide of the first base bag, and she has to walk all the way back to home and start the sequence again down 0-1. Again, thanks to all of our sponsors there that bring these games, that make these games possible. Without them, we wouldn't be able to bring them to you. And, of course, you, the listeners, we wouldn't be able to do this if we didn't have you guys to talk to. So I know I appreciate it, and Randy Paul appreciates it. We bring you football, basketball, baseball, and softball, some hockey in there. And who knows what we're going to bring next. Maybe get some wrestling sometime. That would be pretty cool. I'm a big wrestling fan, so maybe we can do that next year. We'll see. It's up to what you, the listeners, want. So you want to listen to something, give them a call and let them know, hey, what about broadcasting these? So that'd be kind of neat to do for you. So another foul ball there. That one goes again to the left field part of the park for Stanton. As she sits in an 0-2 count, two outs and foul back into the screen. And she still sits at an 0-2 count, two out, nobody on. But Auburndale holding a 2-0 advantage. Royals going to have to get to work here if they want to come back in this, but still an early game. It's just the top of the third inning. Pitch comes in, and that's a strikeout. Another strikeout for Vollert. Third out of the inning. And the Royals got some work to do as they start up in the next half of the inning with the top of their, or the 9-1 and 2 batters. But keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight to a low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow, high into the low 70s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid 70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, high low 70s. Currently 57 degrees.
I saw her sitting in the rain.
Raindrops were definitely falling last night. I was down in Nacusa watching a softball game, and that got stopped after the second inning between the Papermakers and Westfield. And that'll be picked up again Monday, so if you got nothing to do, go on down to Nacusa Monday and catch the end of that game. As Delaney Hahn, she comes up first at bat tonight. As first pitch is ball there from Griesbach. And here's just a little knobber that just dies right in front of Griesbach, but she picks it up in no time, gets it to first. So there's a 1-3 put out first out of the inning. That turns the order over to Anna Scully as she struck out looking in the first inning. What did Anna do the first time? as she's looking to get a little off the schneid there. The first game, she went 1-for-4. Didn't have the offensive production that she has grown accustomed to the two previous seasons that she's had for the Royals. Is looking around, a lot of familiar and friendly faces here for the Royals, and some friendly faces there for Auburndale as well. So another pitch. That is a called strike. Just hit the outside corner. So it's a 1-1 count here for Schooley in her second appearance at the plate. One out. Nobody on. Auburndale leading 2-0. Bottom third inning. So we'll see what the Royals can do here. It's still a lot of game. It's not like a broken record, but a lot can happen. Softball is. Schooley gets jammed high and inside, but still called strike. As she's down looking at a one ball, two strike at bat. She's got to be careful here. She doesn't go down a second time via strikeout. At this point, just kind of get the ball in play, put the pressure on Auburndale, and see what happens as Griesbach winds pitch. And she blows it past Schooley for her second strikeout of the game, and that is the second strike, or that is the second out of the inning with Ari Cavanaugh stepping up to the plate. Again, Cavanaugh, she batted in the first inning, and she struck out as well. So Griesbach, she's having a heck of a night in the circle. Six strikeouts as that hit was right up the first baseline, but it's ruled foul, so Cavanaugh gets to do it again. Down 0-1 in the count, two outs, nobody on for the Assumption sophomore. Wind up, Griesbach pitch. That's called strike. Bounced off the glove of Blomberg there, but it's still a strike nonetheless. So Cavanaugh, she's quickly down an 0-2 count. Bats have been struggling a little bit for the Royals. Just their second game, so not much you can really say about struggling. Just got to get used to playing here. And there's another strikeout there for Griesbach. So she's just going right through that Royals lineup. And that's the end of her third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left for the Royals. They go to the top of the fourth inning, trailing Auburndale 2-0. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Top of the fourth inning, here we go with Auburndale leading Assumption softball 2-0. Up comes Blomberg with her second appearance, so she struck out in the second inning as Vollard attacks his first pitch just a little high and outside for a 1-0 count, and we'll be reloading and coming back at it with the Eagles again taking a 2-0 lead. Speaking of the Eagles, Green Bay gets to play the Eagles this year down in Brazil's high pop-up. That pops up high right behind us and falls down, just missing a couple Royal fans. They lost in the sun, so they couldn't really get up, didn't know where to go. But thankfully, no one got hurt on that one, as it's a 1-1 count, nobody out. Yeah, Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles playing down in Sao Paulo, Brazil. So that'll be a heck of a way to start the season. I always like to get under the skin of some of my cowboy fan friends, and it's called the Packers America's team, but obviously they're the world's team, but I guess they're the number one most popular team in Brazil. And you know what? Can't complain with that. It just shows that Brazilians have good taste. has got a hit to shallow left field. Jaglinski plays it on hop, so we got a single there for Blomberg. Has got things going there for her, so she's 1-for-2 on the day. Next up, Anderson, who reached on an E6 last time, but she was able to be wiped off the bases there on a fielder's choice. But either way, it's one on, nobody out here for the Eagles. This stolen base attempt, and the throw was in time, but just bounced off the glove there of Schooley as stolen base there for Blomberg. It was good timing there for Nelson. I mean, she was spot on with that throw, but just couldn't come through with it. So, runner in scoring position now for the Eagles. So they look to extend that lead. Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. Already a 2-0 lead for Auburn Hill. As Anderson sits there, looks to bunt. She pops it down there right to Vollert, who ails it over the glove of Kavanaugh into foul area, and around the bases to score is Blomberg. So that'll be a E1 for Anderson reaching. She gets to second base on it. So things not going too smoothly there for the Royals at the moment, but see if they can regroup here. We're still about halfway through this first game of the twin bill here at beautiful Robinson Park. 3-0 lead for the Eagles. As that's a bunt attempt there by Katzenberger. And she pulls back, but still hit the zone. So it's a 0-1 count here for Vollert. Yeah, I'm not too overly thrilled with that game. Just going to be shown on Peacock, and that's the only way you can watch it, and I'm not thrilled with that. I think that at least in Wisconsin, you should be able to watch it wherever you want, however you want, but that's not up to me, unfortunately. As I reached out. That was actually also another day that Assumption and Pacelli are playing a football game. Talk about football already, and that'll be a 7 p.m. game, so that's right when the Packers will be playing Philly. As down goes Katzenberger with a strike. Strikeout, first out of the inning for the Eagles. Is Royals trying to hold them at 3 runs so they can start some offense there and get back into this. Yeah, I talked to Assumption Athletic Director and joked with him and said, hey, Joe, any way we can start a petition to change the Assumption Pacelli game and so we can watch the Packers? And he just kind of laughed and said, well, I would if I was a Packers fan, but so we're going to play right when we're going to play our game. So Joe's a good guy, though. Even though he's not a Packer fan, he's a good guy. Is Vollert, first pitch, ball. Second pitch, bunted, foul. So that evens the count 1-1. The runner on second, one out. But yeah, we'll see what happens. There's a lot of offseason left. We've still got to get through the playoffs of the NHL and the NBA and about a month of Major League season. And then we can worry about football. And there's another called strike there for Vollert, and she goes up in the count. 1-2, one out. So she's looking to put another K up on her stat ledger. She's already got 5 in the game, so she's working at it. Rock pitch, and that pitch is high. So Bevens count at 2-2 with one out. Auburn Hill holding a 3-0 lead. Brewers having a good start to the season, if you're a Brewers fan. All right. Didn't play yesterday with the rain out, from what I saw. They have to make that up coming up, I think, in August, I think. I think that's what I said, or read, I should say. Ball low inside. Full count coming up here to Lau as she looks to extend the offense. And there is a called strike 3. And that's out number 2, and that is strikeout number 6 for Vollert. So Royals looking to get out of this inning here just by allowing one run as the number 9 hitter, Nagel, comes up to the plate. Nagel flew out to center on a diving catch there by Lydia Smets. Outstanding job by her in the third inning. So hopefully can repeat that if need be, but hopefully it doesn't come to that as it's a 0-1 count coming back to Nagel. Pitch That's called. That was high and inside, but it was called a strike nonetheless. So Vollert's already up. Two strikes, no balls in the count. Two out, runner on second. So we'll see what she can do with this pitch, if she can get a call or get her chase. Pitch on the way. That's a grounder hit over there to Schooley. Schooley bobbles it. That'll be a error on Schooley. She's having a little bit of a rough night tonight there, but it's always time to settle in. As the order turns over there, as Maya Krings comes up. First inning, she struck out. Second inning, or I mean, she didn't bat in the second inning, but third inning, she hit a double, and she scored a run. So Krings coming up here with a little bit of some success here against Vollert. Pitch low and away. 1-0 count. As we look at about 5:35 here, Friday night's just rolling along. Pitch called strike there against Krings. So that evens count at 1-1 with two outs. Runners on first and second. Vollert slowing down her delivery here, and she pitches outside, away, 2-1 count, two outs. So we'll see how we can get through this potential last batter of the inning here, Maya Krings. Pitch, and that's fouled to the third base side, so that evens up the count, 2-2. So again, deuces go wild, two balls, two strikes, two out, two runners on. We'll see what can happen here. The Eagles can keep the offense rolling and dig that hole just a little bit deeper for the Royals. Pitch on the way. That's high, so the count goes full here. So the payoff pitch either way. It's either going to be a ball to load the bases or a hit or a strike. So we'll see what we can do here in this big pitch here of the game. Already in the top of the fourth inning with Auburndale leading 3-0 over the Assumption Royals. Couple other games going on today. I know Port Edwards had a baseball game and softball games against Tigerton. And strike three is swung on and missed. So there is your third out of the inning. But not without some damage, as the Eagles got one run on two errors, one hit, and they leave two. So middle of fourth, Auburndale leading 3-0. Assumption coming up to bat. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Well, hopefully you wanted to stay here and bring you the rest of this game and the next one here. And Rob, beautiful Robinson Park here in Wisconsin Rapids, where Auburndale, and they're holding a 3-0 lead over the Royals here. Bottom fourth inning with Claire Nelson up. She's already up in the count 1-0 and goes to 1-1 after a called strike, low and away. I think the umpire's doing a pretty good job with that zone. I mean, he's calling them both ways, low and away. So as long as he's consistently doing it, I don't really have a problem with it. Another pitch here by Griesbach. That just gets shot right down into the dirt there by Nelson. But foul, as she has to come back and do it again with a 1-2 count. Claire Nelson. She has struck out in the first inning her previous at-bat. So she's looking to rectify a little bit of that situation there for her. 1-2 count coming. Griesbach delivers. And Claire strikes out again for the first out in the inning. A little frustration there, you can see, as she trots back out to the dugout. I can see the frustration. I mean, things aren't going exactly how they'd expect to start things out, but it's a long season. You get a lot of games in a month and a half, and a lot can happen. As next up is Macy Vollert. Vollert swings and misses on that one. In her second inning, in her first plate appearance, she hit a single and advanced to second, but just was unable to round the bases. So she's looking to continue that success. Down the count, 0-1 with one out. That pitch is called a strike, so she goes down the count 0-2. And the Royals really, really sputtering offensively. This is something I haven't seen from them for quite a few years. I would say they missed out a little bit in the 2021 season when they suffered a loss in the regional finals. As there's a called strike three. Vollert didn't really believe it, but she runs back to the dugout nonetheless, as Auburndale quickly has two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning, leading 3-0 over your Assumption Royals. Up next is Lydia Smith. She struck out looking the second inning, and she is there's being an appeal there. The home plate called a ball, and there is an appeal up the line of the first base side, and first base umpire says, no, she went around, so she's 0-1 the count. And that's a called strike low, so she's down to the count 0-2 here. It's Royals. Two outs already. Quickly going down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Smits gets back in there. She looks over to Griesbach, who delivers. And she swings and a miss, and that is another strike out there for Griesbach. And that is the end of the fourth inning, where Auburndale holds a 3-0 lead over the Assumption Royals. Be back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
City running through my veins, like tiny bubbles in a champagne glass. Make a body levitate. Way, way, way up.
Back here, top fifth inning here at the Robinson Park between Auburndale and Assumption Softball, with Auburndale holding a 3-0 lead, with Griesbach coming back up in to lead things off as she had a single here in the first inning and got a double in the third and scored a run with an RBI. So she's having a very good night for herself, 2-for-2, as she sits with a 1-1 count. As Vollert still working through the game. And there is a high fly there, just out of the infield, but gloved nonetheless there by Ari Cavanaugh. So that's the first out of the fifth inning there for the Eagles. And next up, Breely Grimm comes up here as she reached into the first inning on a fielder's choice and then flew out to right, but not without getting an RBI in the third, and she sends a grounder right back up the middle this time. So she reaches base there for the Eagles to put a runner on first with one out. As Sammy Stanton comes up here, as she was out, the final out in the first inning, and she struck out in the third inning, so she's looking to get off the schneid a little bit, and she does, as she lines one to left field as she reaches, and that is two runners on for the Eagles with one out, already a 3-0 lead here in the frame for Auburndale over Assumption. Blomberg coming up next for the Eagles. She has struck out in the second inning, and she singled and scored a run with a stolen base in the fourth. So Royals back in another jam here as we're nearing the late parts of this game. Quick swing and a miss there by Blomberg. So she's trying to get a couple more insurance runs in case these Assumption bats wake up and start coming back into this game. Wind up and pitch, and that is bunted foul, so Blomberg's down 0-2 in the count. Then, of course, on the earlier this week, Assumption baseball played the Eagles, and they dropped the first game 8-2, and then they were bumped around in the second game of that doubleheader, dropping a 20-2 decision in five innings, as that pitch was high and inside, so the count goes to 1-2, one ball, two strikes, with Auburndale really trying to get something going here to continue and get some insurance runs. They won't get it there, as Blomberg, she swings and misses for the second out. So now comes up Anderson to try to add some runs. Taylor Anderson comes up as she reached on an error in the second inning and the fourth inning, so no official at-bats, and she swings and misses on that one. So she's down to the count. No balls, one strike. So Vollert trying to get out of this bit of a jam here. Wind up pitch. It's high, so count goes to 1-1. One count, two out, two on. Auburndale holding on to a 3-0 lead over Assumption. That pitch was low, so that's a ball there. The count goes to 2-1. Overall, a very young Assumption team, just one senior, whole mess of freshmen, whole bunch of juniors as well. Not too much from the sophomore class that I, only a couple there, so we'll see how they grow during the course of the season. They can still come back and win this one today. 3-1 count here coming to Taylor Anderson, and that is hit to center but lined right into the glove of Lydia Smits. So another good heads-up play there by Smits, and that ends the threat as Auburndale, they get no runs on two hits, no errors, and two left. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning here with Auburndale leading 3-0. Keep listening to our 105.5 WIRI.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today.
That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Back here, bottom of the fifth inning. Royals got to start getting something going here. If Lexi Stofflet leading things off. Last at bat, Lexi reached on a walk and things got a little rougher for her. She just was just hit by a pitch. So she reaches, her on base percentage is wonderful at one with batting 1,000 on that. But she took one off the shoulder this time. So the Royals get one base runner on so far with Maddie Moss coming up the bat. Moss struck out in the second inning, which has been really, really the trend for the Royals tonight as they have gone down swinging 10 times with 5 straight before Stofflet was hit by a pitch. So things not going too well at the plate for the Royals. They're missing. They're missing the movement there. That's been really well done there by Griesbach for the Eagles. First pitch fell back into the fencing, so 0-1 count coming back to Maddie Moss. Griesbach delivers, swing and a miss. Goes down 0-2 in the count. This is part of the order where the Royals are just young. Not much you can do about it. They're just a young team. Rock, pitch, and a strikeout. That's number 11 for Griesbach. That's the first of this fifth inning with Jess Norton come up to play. He steps into the right-handed batter's box and gets ready. Griesbach ready to deal. Pitch high and inside, but swing and a miss. That's an 0-1 count for Norton. Wisconsin Rapids had a tough night last night when they took on Marshfield and they scored third inning, one run, but that was all she got as the Tigers scored 4 unanswered and took a 4-1 lead to give the Royals their first loss of the year. As big high pop-up that catcher Blomberg had right in her glove but popped out, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. And she ranged out and hit her right in the glove and it popped out. So if Norton can reach base, you have to give her an error on that. As the rules scoring for baseball and softball are very similar in that a dropped foul ball can be retroactively awarded an error, but we don't have to worry about that as Norton strikes out looking for the second out. Two out, two down in the inning. One runner on, that's Lexi Stofflet. As Delaney Hahn comes up, she grounded out 1-3 in her first at-bat in the third inning. So we'll see if she can change her fortune. No update over in Port Edwards there between the Blackhawks and Tigerton. And with a 1-0 count, Hahn, she swings and misses. So that evens count at 1-1. Other big baseball in the area. That's going to be a big CWC South game. Standings are going to be getting tight here. Port Edwards is having a very good year. They're 3-0 and they're 1-0 in the conference. Well, Pittsville, who's hoping to factor into it, along with Pacelli, who's actually favored to win the conference. They battled off last night with Pittsville taking a 5-3 lead. So that's a big, big game here in the CWC South already. With the count going to 2-2 here against Delaney Hahn. So see if she can find a way on base and turn things over as Anna Schooley, she's standing in the on-deck circle with the opportunities for the Royals starting to slip away. And that's a swing and a miss there for Hahn. And the Royals go down in order. There's 7-8-9. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We're through 5 innings here at Robinson Park with Auburndale holding a 3-0 lead. Keep listening here at 105.5 WIRI.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate.
Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiz Country.
Winona.
Little Dire Straits, Mark Knopfler there for you. So far away from me. And so far away from the Royals have been any runs as... First pitch, ground out 6-3 is Maya Katzenberger for the first out. So Royals are looking to limit any damage that the Eagles can do as Sauberndale's holding a 3-0 lead here at the top of the sixth inning. Royals struggling offensively and a couple miscues on defense. It's really kind of put a cramp in their style with Lau coming up to bat for the Eagles. Lau has struck out both times. She reached the plate, and she's already looking at an 0-1 count with Vollert hitting the zone on her first pitch. Second pitch is high. So we, tonight, I know on our sister station, we're going to have some Bucks basketball for you. That's something to look forward to if you're a big basketball fan. If you get tired of softball, you can listen to softball or to basketball. I hope you don't want to listen to basketball. I hope you just want to keep listening here and listen to some great high school softball action on 105.5 WIRI. It's really appreciated. Thanks for joining us. For myself, Mike Comer, and Seth Habiger back at the studio working the magic as always. 1-2 count to Lau, and she foul tips it back off the screen. Wind shifting a little bit, and this coming to the southwest. Now it's more of a west-northwesterly wind. So standing in the protected shadows here of the concession stand behind home plate. Pitch, and that's grounded over to Maddie Moss on first, and she just steps on the bag, and she gets it done as it's a ground out 3 unassisted for the second out. For low as Nagel, the number 9 batter, comes up to the plate. She has just one official at bat as she lined out, or she flew out to center. Big diving catch there by Smits. And then she reached on a air by shortstop in the fourth inning. So first pitch offering, she swings and misses. So she's down the count 0-1. Next week, we're hoping to bring some baseball to you. Wisconsin Rapids and Merrill on Tuesday. We'll see what the weather has to say about that. Forecast does not look good, so hopefully the meteorologists are wrong. They're Brittany Merlot and all the other crew that brings us weather reports. There's another pitch outside. It's 2-1 count. Nagel works that count in her favor. Two out. Nobody on for the Royals, but they're still trailing 3-0, struggling to get anything going offensively. Rock pitch fires. Way out ahead was Nagel on that pitch as she evens things up to 2 balls, 2 strikes. Deuces wild yet again. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on. As Vollert looks to see what she can do on this payoff pitch. And it is a hopper to short. Short stop cannot quite get it there in time as that'll be a short throw. Does not quite work out for the Royals as Nagel, she reaches on another E6. That allows her to reach second, turning the order over to Maya Krings as she looks to get back onto the, back up into the successful range as she is making her fourth appearance. She struck out twice and then hit a double, scored a run in her previous at-bats. Fires his Vollert and pitches high. 1-0 count. One ball, no strikes. Hope everyone has a good and safe weekend. It's going to be beautiful weather up in the 70s. Can't beat that.